This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm, full service. You need not ask, well, what type of law does Brandon Legal Group specialize in? Full service law firm. And you need not have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They are working on shirts for players in the 2020 Todd Wright Tour Championship that they will be playing in coming up in July on Innisbrook's Copperhead course that annually hosts the PGA Tour's Valspar Championship. I appreciate the support given to the Todd Wright Tour by Brandon Legal Group, and I encourage you to reach out to them if you are in need of legal assistance. 844-4BLG for me. 844-4BLG for me, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Pin Chasers. I'm actually going to be picking up some prizes for upcoming golf tournaments from Anthony at Pin Chasers within the next week or so. I communicated with Anthony at Pin Chasers just the other day as I went bowling with friends at Pin Chasers for the first time since Pin Chasers locations reopened. So I can give you a first-person account of how clean it was, how safe it was, how it was the same fun, same value that you've come to expect for those of you that have been to Pin Chasers before in the Tampa Bay area. All three locations are open. 5555 West Hillsboro, 4817 North Armenia, and 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills. I specifically went to the one closest to my home, the Veterans location, as it's known. It's just east of the start of the Veterans Expressway, north of Tampa International Airport. No problems. None. Nothing. I could nitpick. Sure, I could. I have nothing to nitpick about. My friends and I went to bowl. We drank water and soda. We were going out after that for dinner. Everything was felt clean. We enjoyed ourselves. And the social distancing was in effect. There was hand sanitizer stations in various locations. I didn't give it a second thought. Anything that went on at Pin Chasers. So, as I have told you for a while now, if you're looking to get out of the heat, get out of the rain, just go bowling with some of your friends or put together a small group, Pin Chasers is the place. PinChasers.net, I actually still have, they have gone to the photocopied menu for food that only you touch, and once you're done with it, they throw it out. They've got all the little details covered, so don't think twice. PinChasers.net, or follow them on Twitter, Facebook, as well, as they are very active on social media. Nice job, Anthony Peroni, since reopening to give a safe yet always fun experience at Pin Chasers. My email for podcast purposes is write.todd@yahoo.com. You can follow me on social media. Instagram is ToddWright2020. Twitter is the same. Or I'm happy to encourage you to follow my Facebook page. It's my personal page, and I will not, because I'm not a hypocrite, ask you then to follow some page for something else. I hate when people do that to me. I will not do that to you. I am Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, and you can friend me on Facebook. Most of my posts are about podcasts or webcasts or the Todd Wright Tour. If you have interest in Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, all of our events are open to the public. They're open to male, female, old, young, all skill levels. We have a good time together. They sell out fast. I know some people have been put off by the fact that they can't get in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. I don't say we're sold out for marketing purposes. I say I'm sold out because I'm sold out. And I do wait lists. And sometimes people get off the wait list. And the more I communicate with you, the more likely You will not be on a wait list for future events. I have a lot of repeat business, and I'm very proud of what the Todd Wright Tour has become, hosting my 25th golf tournament, our first outside the Tampa Bay area. We take a group to Walt Disney World, to Disney's Magnolia Golf Course this Saturday, and then the 2020 Todd Wright Tour Championship, my third annual major championship, will be on the Copperhead Course at the Innisbrook Resort coming up on July 12th. Both my event at Disney and at Innisbrook are sold out. However, I am putting names on the wait list for our event at Innisbrook for the Tour Championship. And then we'll take off for the heavy rainy season and come back with our football-themed event at West Chase Golf Club. That'll be Todd Wright Tour 27 at West Chase Golf Club, working with good friend, big supporter Jared Atkinson from West Chase Golf Club. That will be the last Sunday of September. And for those of you locally in the Tampa Bay area, say, well, with Tom Brady quarterback in the Bucs, I'm not going to miss a home game. I don't schedule that event against the Buck home game. As a matter of fact, players will be coming off the course and the Buck Bronco game will be on while we dine and have awards, in the hopes that by then I will be allowed to have a group in the clubhouse and feed them as I have traditionally done come late September. For more information on Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, follow my social media or just email me and ask me questions. It is toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I haven't done a podcast in over a week. I keep delaying by a day or two. Well, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll wait another day. This reminds me of, I did the same thing during the football season, waiting a day, waiting another couple days, waiting a week, just so I didn't jump the gun on something. This feels like a jinx, but what I did in the fall was, remember I originally said that the worst coaching hire of the 2019 NFL season was Freddie Kitchens for the Cleveland Browns. Everything about it looked wrong to me. Everything. He was the wrong choice for the wrong situation for the wrong organization. And I kept waiting, waiting, waiting until I had confirmation that I was right before I did the sort of recap on how bad it was. So I've been doing that over the last, actually for the last month or so, but since I did the last Toddcast, because when the pandemic started, however you feel about it, and I have very strong opinions about the pandemic, but I'm not sharing those here. No, not the place. But I'll talk about a sport with you that I told you at the beginning of all this would likely be the one to fall on its face and make a mess of itself again. And despite giving them the benefit of the doubt, an extra day here, an extra 2 days here, an extra week here, I cut the Toddcast tonight thinking this is the right time to laugh at what Major League Baseball has become. This is just the latest evidence of a major sports league. I'm not going to talk about the game itself. I played baseball as a kid. Many of you do. One of my favorite young guys on this planet is a 9-year-old who is the son of an ex-girlfriend of mine. I set up his birthday party at Pin Chasers. I gave him a football jersey with the number 9 on it. Yeah, it was a Cowboys jersey. He likes it. He plays baseball. I went to see him play once. From a game standpoint, baseball is still baseball, whether you like it or you don't. I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about the league. Major League Baseball and what it's become. And it's very steady fall from that phrase that was used to describe it for so long in the 20th century, America's pastime. Honestly, Major League Baseball is past its time. Again, I'm not complaining about the game. I'm looking at the league. There's some 30 for 30 running on ESPN's networks about the summer of 98. I guess it's called Long Gone Summer. I worked that summer in the beginning of my decade hosting national radio shows for ESPN. And I was into it. All that mattered every day was, did he hit one? Did he hit two? Oh, did he hit one too? That's all that matters. And there were people, including Chris Berman, who were convinced that summer saved the game, considering just a few years before, the World Series didn't happen. Well, as we came to learn, there was a lot about that summer that was wrong, that was unethical, that was against the rules, that was cheating, that was bullshit. And then 20 years later, we look at the last few years of the game, and what are we still dealing with? Did the teams that legitimately won the World Series do it the right way, or did they do something unethical? Did they cheat, stealing signs electronically? How deep was it? Who knew? I've heard no accusations of the Washington Nationals doing it, the last world champion, but even most recently, there's now reason to believe that the Yankees may have been guilty of doing some things, and of course, some on their team and the organization spoke out about how they were wronged by the Astros scandal and that it cost them, and they might have been doing it too. Maybe not exactly the same way, but how deep does this go? I gave up watching baseball around the time that I walked away from doing full-time radio shows. And I had done full-time radio shows from roughly 1991 through 2013-ish. And I've learned a lot about myself since I stopped doing that. I've reinvented myself. I like who I am as a person. And I stand by my decision to walk away. It was the right time. The right time actually would have been earlier, but as long as someone was going to pay me six figures to talk into a microphone for multiple hours a day about sports, entertainment, and pop culture in my life, I was going to take their money. At which time, that existing job was not there. I said, this is my cue. This is my exit ramp. Done. One of the biggest differences stepping away from doing 3, 4, 5, 6, sometimes the game night show I did with Chuck and Tony Bruno or Joe D'Ambrosio or Doug Brown or Peter Brown at ESPN. Those were 7-hour shows. So, right? 7 hours. Did we go on at 6 or at 7? Maybe it was a 6 hour show, 7 to 1 a.m. The biggest difference was, and this connects to baseball, was after I stopped hosting those shows, I realized I could watch the sports I wanted to watch. I didn't have to watch any sports anymore. The decision was mine. For those previous years, from 91 local radio to 96 when I went national, I had to watch. I had to know what was going on. I had to see things. I had to have opinions. I had to have the evidence, the background, the facts. Otherwise, I'm not doing my job. I can't speak about it. You know, it was the death of Dale Earnhardt Sr. that exposed one hole in my resume because I didn't watch NASCAR. And after that, I did. I said, that can't happen again, because trying to do that story the right way was very challenging to me. And I probably did a poor job because I didn't have the background on the sport. So I started watching NASCAR because I felt I needed to do it. I enjoyed it for a while. And then when I stepped away from hosting full time, all of a sudden I stopped watching some things. It wasn't a conscious decision. It was just some things I didn't turn on anymore because I didn't have a reason. I didn't have the reason of, I'm doing the show, I need to keep an eye on this, but also they didn't entertain me. Baseball was one of them. It was probably the biggest, the most significant. I haven't missed it. I did a podcast about this a while ago. How I stepped away years ago, and I don't feel I've missed a thing. If any of you want to tell me what I've missed, please do. I'm sure there are some of you entertained by Major League Baseball. And again, we're talking about Major League Baseball. We're not talking about any other level of baseball. We're talking about professional baseball here and the way it is run in the United States and the city of Toronto with the Toronto Blue Jays. And almost on a daily basis, for the better part of what, the last month plus, there has been, I've heard the news. Well, so the owners proposed this. Well, then the players said, no, we propose this. Then the owners say no to that, and they propose this. And the player's like, no, that's insulting. We'll do this. And then the owners say this. And then the commissioner says this. And then the players respond to that. It's embarrassing. Pandemic or no pandemic, they have turned this into something entirely unique. Something they could have done without the pandemic. It almost feels normal for a game that has done so much wrong the last 25 years. No matter how you look at it. And it just seems like it's going to get worse. You know, I do hope the NBA plays because I like watching the NBA. I do hope the National Hockey League plays because I really like the hockey playoffs. NASCAR is running again. I've watched a little bit. I'm not as big of a NASCAR fan as I was when I was hosting shows. Also because a lot of the biggest names in the sport aren't driving anymore. I feel disconnected. There's no Carl Edwards. There's no Dale Earnhardt Jr. There's no Jeff Gordon. There's soon there'll be no Jimmy Johnson. There's no Tony Stewart. He always mixed it up. Those guys don't drive anymore. And I haven't found anyone new I really like. But NASCAR's running. The PGA Tour resumed. No problems. I mean, none at all. Really good tournament in Fort Worth. Golf moves on. Obviously, I'm a fan of golf. And football has pressed on through it all. Everything has happened on time. Roger Goodell is actually winning points with me that he's never won before. I've never really liked him. I like a lot of what he has done since the pandemic began. And then there's baseball. So at least, you know, the NHL hasn't even gone to training camp yet. But at least the NHL has a plan. The NBA hasn't gotten to Orlando yet with this bubble. Why Dwight Howard should have a voice in anything is beyond me. But at least the NBA has a plan. The NFL clearly has had a plan. PGA Tour has executed theirs. The governor of New York has said, yeah, U.S. Open can be played. Labor Day, you know, going in, you know, around the Labor Day weekend. No fans, but yeah, USTA, go ahead, play it. Where's baseball's plan? They've floated a few. Some of them were kind of bizarre, right? Kind of three leagues of 10. Then there was the, they'll all play in Arizona. And then was like, well, no, if you train in Arizona, you'll play in Arizona. If you train in Florida, you train in Florida. And then we won't have an AL versus NL World Series, and we might do a universal DH. And that was a while ago. Everything since has just been the players say, well, no, we're not doing that many games for this much. We'll do this many games for this much. And then the owners and the commissioner say, well, no, we're not going to do that. And then we'll do this. It's a waste of time, just like Major League Baseball, if they were playing, is to me. I've enjoyed, there's a lot I haven't enjoyed about the last 3 months. I've enjoyed not having to worry about Major League Baseball. And I hope the NBA figures it out, the NHL figures it out, the PGA Tour continues to play, NASCAR continues to run, the NFL goes, and I know the SEC is going to go, whether other conferences play college football or not. And you know what? If the SEC is the only conference that plays, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. That's good enough for me. That's college football I can watch on Saturday. That's a pretty good level of college football based on who's won most of the last, 10 national championships. And if baseball doesn't play, it's just one less thing that I have to skip over when I'm flipping through the channels at night, or I'm sitting at a bar or a restaurant and there are games on, and it's like, well, the TV right in front of me is on baseball, so can we change that? True guilty pleasure of mine, watching the latest efforts by billionaires and millionaires, owners and players, to destroy what Major League Baseball was. Good job, guys. Go ahead, keep it up. Keep it up. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Hey, if you're in the Tampa Bay area, Pin Chasers is open. All three locations, 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue, 4847 North Armenia, 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills. Again, I just visited Pin Chasers two nights ago. I think you will find the experience as fun as ever, and you will not have any concerns about your visit to Pin Chasers. Visit pinchasers.net or follow Pin Chasers on Twitter or Facebook, as they are very active there. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you again soon.